Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Yes, hi, good afternoon. My name is Walter, calling you with Pennsylvania Opinion Service. How are you doing today? Allison,
I'm
that
good.
is,
How are
right?
you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. Now, the reason of my call is I just need to, I would like to, I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, if that's okay with you. Now, let me ask you, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Now, this is Allison Davis, correct?
Yep, this is her.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, are you at least 21 years old and registered to vote?
Yep.
Okay, great. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Yeah, I'll definitely vote.
Oh, okay, great. Now, in the 2020 presidential elections, the ones that passed before, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
I'm white.
Okay. May I have, do you mind if I ask you for your age?
I'm 22.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say very liberal.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I would say maybe dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Now, banning tobacco products for adults. How will you rate
Zero.
that? 0? Okay, not at all important. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
10? Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education.
7.
Okay. And making college more affordable.
Probably 8.
Okay. All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, don't know.
I'd say somewhat approve.
Okay. Okay, now I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have any opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, just please say so. Democrats in Congress?
I think it's 80.
Okay. Joe Biden?
55.
6'5"?
55.
Okay. And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
I don't, I'm probably 50, I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, now I want you to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
Okay. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Maybe 6.
Okay. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
Maybe 8.
Okay. Authorizing prescription medication.
10.
Okay. Okay, we're already at 50%, okay? We almost done. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose. Don't know.
Strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose?
I'm sorry. Yes, somewhat opposed.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, don't know.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm, don't know.
Somewhat more benefit.
Okay. Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority. Other issues are more important right now. Don't know.
Other issues are more important right now.
Okay. Correct. Okay, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who cannot or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful and smoke-free tobacco products. And the other one will be prohibition, or an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or don't know.
Probably harm reduction.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, don't know.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs that Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, don't know.
You said immediate tax benefit.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry. You said it was immediate tax benefit for banning? I'm sorry, I didn't catch the first part.
An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country to help the fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
Yeah, I would say somewhat concerned.
Okay, and the last one would be more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
I would say somewhat concerned.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and population, suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How do you...
I would say 8.
Okay. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possessions, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a large target on minority communities, where we might never return from.
I would say 9.
Okay. And the last one, prohibition of a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on the smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Many of these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
I would say 10.
Okay. All right, we already have 70%, okay? Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
I would say strongly oppose.
Strongly opposed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually or no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, don't know.
Strongly opposed.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm, don't know.
Maybe somewhat more benefit.
Okay. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans or tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, have no impact, don't know.
Have no impact.
Okay. Okay, now in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Soda pop? Yes, no, DK Rep?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, a smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Heat, no burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Beer?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Electronic cigarettes or vapors products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, now switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, don't know.
From college.
Okay. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay, now we're already at 92%, okay? Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income, don't know.
I guess working class.
Okay. Okay, are you or any member of your household is a member of the union or employee association?
No.
Does not apply then. The answers were applies responding, applies household, does not apply, don't know.
Oh, does not apply, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural, don't know.
Suburban.
Okay, and this will be the last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes, no, don't know?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.